Are you fit enough for what God is calling you to do in this hour and in this season? In this next episode of the Break Free, Get Fit podcast, we are going to talk about what God is calling you to do in this season. And are you ready? Are you fit enough to carry this assignment moving forward? Thank you for listening to the Break Free and Get Fit podcast with me, your host, Dr. Janelle Taveras. This purpose-driven and powerful podcast will provide you with the necessary strategies and tools to break free from everything limiting your full potential to live a fit life. It's God's desire for you to be fit, healthy and whole, missing nothing. Jesus has already done his part. Now it's your turn to do your part to co-labor with him. Success in life doesn't happen by accident, but is a result of your day-to-day choices. Listen to every episode with an open heart and hear the voice of God speaking to you and guiding your next steps. Let's get into today's episode. So in my prayers recently, I have been experiencing this sense of urgency to get the body of Christ prepared, to help not only wake up the body of Christ to the need of more of God, of more of the Holy Spirit, but also to help in the preparation, in the lifting up of the body of Christ to be ready for the assignment that God is calling the body to. And this means you, each individual, is being called to a particular assignment in this hour. And in one of my prayer times, I actually saw a vision of two leaders that I know personally. They've been pastoring for a long time, and they were seated at a table, and behind them were two large golden angels, and they had trumpets in their hands. However, I noticed that the trumpets were, they weren't holding it up to their mouth, but they were just, I felt this sense of anticipation that the trumpets are about to blow. They're just waiting for the Lord to say, it's time, and blow that trumpet. And so I was hearing about trumpets, and again, it resonated with my spirit that there is a new season that we are getting into, that we are crossing over into. And I started to look up, what does the sound of the trumpet mean? So in ancient Israel, a shofar was used as a horn or musical instrument. So a lot of times they'd say the sound of the trumpets, and they would mean the sound of the shofar, which is a trumpet-like instrument made from the horn of a kosher animal with its marrow removed. And this holds a great significance in Jewish tradition, especially during the Jewish New Year. However, we can see this time of Passover and Resurrection Sunday as entering into a new season or even a new year. And so some interpretations of the sound of shofar, like what does the sound of the trumpet mean? It means, number one, the coronation of a king. And those trumpet blasts are to announce that there is a new king, a new leader being put into place. So this can mean that a new leader is ascending to the throne. And I do believe this also symbolizes spiritual awakening and the recognition of your divinity in Christ, that we are co-heirs with Christ, seated with him in heavenly places, meant to rule and reign with him and bring the kingdom of God here into this earthly realm. And so this trumpet sounding is a calling of God on your life to walk into this assignment. And maybe this is something that God has spoken to you years ago, seasons ago, and he's bringing it back to your remembrance because it is time. So another interpretation of the sound of the trumpet is a call to introspection and repentance. So when the shofar is blown during Rosh Hashanah or at any time, it serves as a wake-up call for self-reflection. Its sound urges individuals to examine their actions, seek forgiveness, and make amends. It reminds us to turn inward and evaluate our behaviors, our habits. Are we on that path to fitness and to personal growth and improvement that God is desiring for us and calling us to? Even this time of Resurrection Sunday, it's always a time where a lot of Christians fast, a lot of people reflect on what Christ has done for us, his finished work on the cross. And are we taking advantage of all these benefits of being the body of Christ, of being children of God, all the benefits of being a people of God? And so it's just a time of conviction to examine ourselves and an opportunity to release those things that are holding us back, those bad habits, to start engaging into things that are going to bring us towards God's will and purpose for our lives, such as healthier eating, such as, reading those books that God is pushing us to read that are aligning with our assignment that God is calling us for. So for me, it's, picking up those nutrition books, going deeper in health and fitness. It's going deeper in the scriptures and what is lining up with the word of God. Like, what does God have to say about fitness? And it may be more practical things, right? I don't want to over spiritualize everything, but it may be time for more prayer with the Lord, to hear from the Lord himself directly, not depending on a pastor or a prophet or, somebody to give you a word, but to seek the Lord for yourself. And in that, the Lord will give you practical applications. And it may be signing up for a health and fitness plan. It may be listening to a Christian podcaster that talks about, Christian principles of health and fitness. It may mean unfollowing people that are not aligned with God's will and God's heart, that are speaking erroneous things, that are speaking worldly things. And I know in this time and age, we've had quite a bit of really wild and weird doctrines being spoken that are not biblically aligned. And so it's an opportunity for that. And also, the sound of the trumpet represents breaking down barriers. I love breakthrough. The sound of the shofar, when it spreads out, it's breaking down barriers in a similar way when the trumpet sounded to announce the fall of the walls of Jericho. And this symbolizes breaking spiritual obstacles, breaking down strongholds that bring down our mindset and limit us from experiencing the thoughts of God, and allow us to connect more deeply with our inner selves and with Jesus himself. The shofar's simple tone is produced by the breath of the heart and represents the innermost point of the heart. So this is a season to check our hearts, to do a heart check. And the essence of the shofar sound carries a profound spiritual meaning, inviting us to reflect, to repent, and to renew our commitment to our higher purpose, to our God calling. We must turn inwards and fix ourselves so that we can be able to pour out into the world. We are broken vessels that are complete in Christ. And when we are broken, whatever gets poured into us is going to pour right out into the wrong direction. We need to be in Christ so we can be whole vessels that can then pour out as we are led by the Spirit of God. And it is the Holy Spirit that gives us the power to do this, to transform our temples. We do not go in our own strength, but in the power and timing of God. And in this season of Passover and Resurrection Sunday, it's time to reflect on the conditions of our whole being, spirit, soul, and body. How are we treating our temples that God has given us? Is God being glorified in our habits and behaviors and what we are watching, speaking, and listening to? If not, this is a time to ask for the best fitness coach, the Holy Spirit, to come help. Our part is to die to these sins and shortcomings by turning away from them. Die to yourself and the works of the flesh and selfish passions. God is asking this of you as a sacrifice. God is calling you to greater in this season, and He wants to resurrect you into a greater assignment. But He cannot resurrect what is not dead. So do not delay. Cancel the subscriptions, delete the shows and music with foul language. Change that radio station in your car. Delete the numbers of those people God has said to stay away from. Clear the pantry of processed junk. Whatever you must do, whatever you are being convicted of in this moment, do it and do it fast. Replace these behaviors with those that God has been calling you to. Now, you know what I'm talking about. Those things that keep coming into mind like, oh yeah, I need to do that. I need to do that. Now's the time to get up and do that. These are things that glorify God. Listening to God-centered messages, reading books that edify, and this is not necessarily have to be spiritual books. Yes, it can be. Yes, it can be reading more of the Bible, but it may be anything that edifies. For me, it would be books on nutrition, books on health, but it may be something on organization. It may be on leadership. These are the types of things, the practical things God is giving you instructions for. Listen to music that makes heaven happy and provokes an atmosphere of joy and peace. God is calling you to lead, my dear friend, but you must be prepared for this assignment. You must be fit to fulfill the calling that God has on your life. Now, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is alive in you. God desires for you to be fit and free, healthy and whole, missing nothing, and He is faithful to help and complete what He has started in your life. Now, may this day be a day of resurrection of those dreams God gave you that you thought were dead, and it is time. The trumpet is now sounding. Are you ready for your assignment? So if this is giving you a wake-up call, like sometimes when you're getting prepared for something, it's always at the last minute when you're actually like, okay, it's time to walk out that door, that you're like, oh my goodness, this is missing, that's missing. You start to rush at the end. And that's kind of what I'm feeling, you know, not to bring fear or to bring worry or anxiety, not at all, not at all. But if you need help getting ready, spirit, soul, or body, please reach out to me by email. It's JanelleTaveras@hotmail.com. I'll put the link in the show notes for my email. We can schedule some time to speak and to pray and see what exactly you need to get you ready. And I want to get you activated and ready for what God wants to do in your life. And so I mentioned before that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead on Resurrection Sunday is alive in you. However, I want to ask you, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed, right? Because when we come to Christ, we receive the Holy Spirit. We become temples of the Holy Spirit. However, there is something more important that is called the baptism of the Holy Spirit that empowers us to do what God is calling us to do. Because listen, my dear friends, We can walk in our own strength and do everything perfect and possible and strive and stress, but we will come to the end of ourselves. We cannot do the assignment that God is calling us to do without God. We must depend on Him, and we must activate the Holy Spirit through the baptism of the Holy Spirit in us. And so let me give you some scripture. So I'm going to start with Acts 1:8, which is one of my favorite scriptures, right? And let me go back up to 7 and then read 8. So it says, "And he said to them," and this is Jesus, "it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and to Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." God wants to use you, my dear friend, and the Holy Spirit is a promise of God to all of us, and that we should receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. So again, it's the Holy Spirit that's going to ultimately make us fit because we come to the end of ourselves. We cannot do it in our own strength. And I'm going to also read Acts 2:17, which says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh." And you can continue reading through verse 21 because it is just amazing all these things that God wants to do in these last days. And I think that's something we can agree on, that we are in those last days. And verse 21 says this, "And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And my brothers and sisters, my friends and family, now I love that word saved and salvation because this is a package deal. This doesn't just mean my spirit and my soul are saved and I'm going to heaven when I die. No, this also means healing, complete healing, physical, mental, emotional healing. This also means deliverance, deliverance from demons, deliverance from evil spirits, deliverance from everything that holds you bound and limits you to fulfill God's calling and purpose. And so we need all of this, and God is offering it all to us by calling on his name. And so in this moment, I'm going to ask you, do you want to be full of the Holy Spirit? Because I'm going to say a prayer for you and I'm going to activate the Holy Spirit to come baptize you with fire and power so that you can be empowered to do the will of God, what he is calling you to in this hour, for this season, for the kingdom of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I am lifting up everybody listening to this podcast in this moment, Lord. And I know that this will reach who it needs to reach at the time that it needs to reach, Lord. And I hope that everyone continues to share this message of the gospel, this message straight from your heart, Lord. To others that also need to hear. Father God, I ask you to touch every person listening, to show them that you are God, that you are the one true God that we serve. Father God, I am so thankful for this time. I am so thankful that you are here to help us, that you have promises that you have given us that you will fulfill. And you say that in these end times, Lord, that you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh, Lord. I ask you to pour out your spirit on everybody listening. That they feel the baptism of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Physically manifest yourself upon them right now, Lord. Let them experience you. Let them experience the deeper things of God, the healings, the signs, the wonders, the miracles, Lord. Let them hear you speaking as they read the scriptures, Lord, And as your prophets speak, Father God, let them receive instructions, specific instructions to what you are calling them to, Lord, and the actionable steps that come along with it, because you are a practical God and you help us, Lord. Baptize with fire, Father God. Let them be so full of you that they overflow in your spirit, Lord, wherever they go, that there's an overflow in their homes and in their families, Lord. And that power transform their lives completely, Father God, 100%, Lord. That you place in their hearts a desire to know you more, to follow you more, to seek you more. Thank you, God, for what you are doing in their lives right now and in this season. Thank you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. And if anybody wants to share testimony of what God has done in their lives in this moment, please reach out and email me. I'm also linking some resources in the show notes for you to stay connected. I want to keep you close. I love you. I'm praying for you. And I look forward to seeing you fed spirit, soul, and body and ready to fulfill that calling that God is asking of you in this season. Amen. If you have been blessed by this podcast, please provide a rating and a comment and take advantage of the additional free resources such as the I Am Fit and Free Facebook group. It's private and it's amazing. Also, the I Am Fit and Free website. I would also love to keep you close, so come check out my YouTube channel, Instagram, TikTok, and I also have a link tree that just keeps all these things together.